This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello. We're rolling along here, Jim, aren't we?
We are. Normally, all of these programs are recorded that you're listening to, and we record them live in our studio here in Indianapolis. And normally on a Thursday morning, Bridget and I get together and record a program, sometimes two. This morning, just because of the way schedules have worked out and things have been moved around, we are doing six programs this morning.
So we're rocking and rolling, aren't we, Jim?
We are, absolutely, and having a great time meeting a lot of nice people.
And ironically that I said rocking and rolling, that must have been the Holy Spirit, because we are going to be rocking and rolling, at least talking with some rocking and rolling people here, right?
Radio people and their clever segues.
I just made that up. You know, it's the Holy Spirit. But we are going to be talking with two members of the St. Jam band. We are talking with Marcy Rankin and Jason Wright. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
And you both are in the band. What do you do in the band, and how did it come about?
Well, I am the anointed leader.
I was just going to say, you're the band leader, right?
I'm not sure there is an anointing, but it was something that I kind of started with.
Kind of like more of the short straw.
Yeah. Well, I am an idea kind of person. I like to come up with ideas. And someone said, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And I looked at them and said, really? Seriously? You can do this with me? That would be so awesome. And then Jason is here with me, and he's one of our lead vocals and a guitar player.
I'm one of the newest members of the band.
Okay, so how long have you been a band? How many members are there, too? How long have you been doing this? I mean, maybe you've been in music your whole life.
We have eight people.
Wow, that's a big band.
We were trying to figure it out. It's been at least 4 years.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so how did you get started? I know you had the idea, Marcy. How did you get started with the band, and what are the things that you play, maybe? Or the venues is what I'm asking, not the type of music. We'll get into that.
Well, back in my day, my friend introduced me to Plum, and then there was, I'm going to forget all the names of the musicians I listened to, but the original contemporary praise and worship with guitars and drums music, and I listened to those and was inspired, and then I started seeing little groups here and there pop up at different churches, not necessarily Catholic churches, but different churches. And I thought, gosh, that would be so awesome to be part of that. And, you know, 20 years passed and the opportunity never arose. And then at Our Lady of the Greenwood, if you're not familiar with that parish, I think like many parishes around the Archdiocese, there's just a really great opportunity to do what you love and what your passion is in the church.
That's true.
So we had great support from Monsignor and Jeff Havens, the music director down there. He said, sure, go with it. And we had a little shuffling at the beginning of some members, and we've just finally settled into our groove and have an eight-person band. So there are 4 to 5 lead vocals.
Wow.
We kind of swap out songs. We have our favorite songs, and then we harmonize on songs that aren't our lead vocal songs. And then there are 3 of the vocalists, not myself and not Andrea, but they play guitar. We just sing. We're so boring.
Well, you know, that's an instrument in yourself. Now let me ask you this. Now, have all of you been musicians your whole life, or are you all musicians? I know that's a crazy question, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I took piano when I was probably 5 or 6 years old, and then transitioned to guitar when I was 10. So,
did you have guitar lessons? I know a lot of people that play the guitar, they just taught themselves. Was it both for you, or what was it like?
Yeah, I took lessons when I was a little kid, and then, like most kids, I was a little scatterbrained, and so I put it down and then picked it back up in college and kind of self-taught from there.
Mm-hmm. Once you learned the girls like guitar players?
Well, I went to Rose Holman. It was all men at the time, so there was nobody to impress.
So, are you both Catholic, and did you and you guys play where? Where do you play?
So I am Catholic.
Yes.
Yes, we are both Catholic. We've been through, Jason and I think we have just we've been through some different retreat experiences that were very transformative in our lives, and we bring that into our music, and we like to share a message as well. So it kind of has a little bit of a witness side of it,
mm-hmm.
depending on the event. We've played at our parish festival every year. I think this will be the fourth year on June 9th in the afternoon. We usually play around 2 or 3 p.m. for an hour or two, depending on how much time there is and whether or not it's pouring down rain. We've had a lot of rainy days. And then we also have done at least one a year, a praise and worship service in our, not our sanctuary, but it's called Upper Level Madonna Hall. It's our, not a parish life center, but an extra meeting space that is the old church. And it's been fantastic. And a couple of times we've added in adoration. And
wow,
we did that this past, was it April, May?
That's a couple weeks ago.
That is so cool. So we're talking, if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Marcy Rankin and Jason Wright. They are of two members of the St. Jam Band. Jason, you're from St. Francis and Claire Parish, and Marcy, you are from Our Lady of the Greenwood. But most of your ministry is done at Our Lady of the Greenwood. Is that correct?
We have also traveled to St. Joseph in Shelbyville and played at one of their festivals. And then Jason can tell you about something we have coming up.
Yeah, we're playing the St. Francis and Claire Festival.
When is that?
September.
Oh, okay, in September. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, I believe the Criterion just came out with all the festivals in the Archdiocese for the whole summer. And I'm like, this is great. I'm like, Jim, we need to do some remotes there. But yeah, so people can look there and look up the St. Francis and Claire festival that's in September, you said, right?
Yeah, it's toward the end of September. I don't have the date.
That's all right. We'll look that up. Now, talk about praise and worship music. I mean, this is a little different than just maybe other kind of genres of music. And I want you to talk about that, and then I want you to talk about what is your message that you're trying to witness, I guess, in this format, if that makes sense. So maybe the first one is, what is praise and worship music?
So for us, we like things that have a message, but we also like tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do In Christ Alone, for example, and it's a very traditional hymn. Or we actually have a version of All Creatures of Our God and King that we can do at different times of the year. There have been a couple of times we've had the opportunity to play at Mass. Last year we did Divine Mercy Sunday, and we ended Mass with an adoration, and that was beautiful. Then there, the other end of it, we'll do a song like Blessings. What if your blessings come through raindrops? What if they come through tears? And it has a beautiful kind of a witness message to it. And we'll share a little bit of our own story. And I know Jason has shared of himself as well before he'll do a song. And it just brings it that much fuller into people's experience. It's sort of a let people know they're not alone, and also, oh my gosh, look what God is doing through us.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned just a little bit ago that you both had went on a retreat and had some kind of an experience that maybe catapulted you to this ministry. Do you want to talk about those retreat experiences that you went on, and then what happened, and then how that catapulted you to this? Jason?
Yeah, for me, I had been playing at Francis and Claire. I play masses, and I've been doing that since 2005.
Okay, so you've been at this a while.
Yeah,
with the musician
quite a while. But for me, it was kind of just an hour obligation. So was Mass.
We've all been there.
Yeah, I was
times in our life
not serious about my faith life at all. I had no prayer life, and it was just because I had been in a rock band. And my rock band had broken up, and I was like, well, this is a chance to play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was going through a pretty rough time and went through Christ Renews Parish.
Oh, yeah.
And that just really lit me on fire.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So you did that at St. Francis and Claire Parish?
Yeah, February 2014.
You know exactly the date.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kind of like a born again kind of moment. For
yeah, me. I had a similar experience when I went through my Christ Renews, and it was like in 1993, so that's been a long time ago. Yeah. So I've been on fire for a long time. That's
yeah.
Right, Jim. I've been bothering you for a long time, haven't I? Not since 1993, but for a while, at least 15 years, right?
And coming to St. Jam was a really odd chance encounter. I was going on a trip out to Gibault, with the Knights of Columbus.
Okay.
And we were taking a bus because we were taking some of the youth from the school.
Road trip, right?
Yeah. And the bus driver, he and I started talking about music, and he said, well, I play in this group over at Our Lady of Greenwood. And the bus driver was our drummer.
The bus driver?
Jeff, yeah. He drives a bus. He's retired, but he has a couple jobs, and one of them, he drives a bus for the parish.
Okay.
And I said, oh, gosh, that would be awesome. You mean you have drums and electric guitars? He said, yeah. And I said, oh, dude, that is so cool. I would love to be a part of that.
Dude, that is so cool.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a little more peppy than,
yeah,
than mass music.
I get it.
And, you know, I was a rocker.
Yeah.
and I wanted to rock. So, yeah, he put me in touch with another member of the band, and then I came in, and yeah, and then that was the rest for me.
He's a natural fit.
Yeah. So what about for you, Marcy? I mean, what was your, did you go to a retreat and have a similar experience where it kind of catapulted you? Was it the marriage encounter retreat, or was it something else?
Well, my husband and I went on a marriage encounter retreat. That was probably the most transformative thing that I'd ever gone on. And then before that, I had gone on a Christ Renews weekend, which was transformative, and definitely put me more on fire. Maybe more in seeking, okay, what can I do? And I think that's what started to birth, like, doing the marriage ministry that we do, and then the praise band. My background is actually not as a vocalist. People don't know me as a vocalist in my past. I'm actually known as a trumpet player.
Oh, really?
And I don't use the trumpet in the praise band currently. I'm
a trumpet player, too, back in the day.
But I was actually at a point in my life, I had spent 5 years in the Army as a trumpet player.
Wow.
And I was pursuing trumpet performance.
Wow. So you're really a trumpet player.
And we still, my husband and I both play trumpet, and we still play at Easter and Christmas every year at either 10 a.m. or midnight or something like that at Our Lady of the Greenwood. So we still have that. But now with the St. Jam Band, it's just a different side, and it's so much fun. It really is truly a lot of fun to just worship and praise. It's a little bit of rock and roll.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk more about the St. Jam Band.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Ever have that time when you're hungry for some music that will boost your faith and refresh your soul? Catholic Radio Indy has just what you're looking for. Podcasts of Catholic Jukebox Indiana are available 24/7 just by going to catholicradioindy.org. You'll hear today's music filled with a Catholic message and mixed with a bit of food for thought. That's Catholic Jukebox Indiana podcasts at catholicradioindy.org.
The selfish become generous.
The bitter become better.
The sinner discovers forgiveness.
And the creator of love is introduced.
It's known to happen here.
Positive change.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You're invited to join us for coffee and donuts this weekend. Well, not real coffee and donuts, but coffee and donuts with John and Mary. Great new show you'll hear right here on Catholic Radio Indy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 9:30. A lighthearted look at Catholic talk and topics. Join us for coffee and donuts with John and Mary weekends at 9 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as Jason Wright and Marcy Rankin. They are two members of the St. Jam Band, which is kind of, its venue is kind of out of Our Lady of the Greenwood. So what do you get out of this, I guess? I mean, what's it like to do this? I mean, obviously, all the things that we do when we're doing ministry is, you know, out of the love of Jesus Christ that we're doing this. You know, Jim and I are here doing this out of the love of Jesus. What's it been like for you to do something like this, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's it like to be up there leading worship?
I'm going to dare to be honest here, but there have been weeks where
be honest.
The kids at home and just life happening, the last thing I want to do is go to a rehearsal for yet another commitment.
Yes, I can totally understand.
We get overcommitted sometimes, but every time I go to St. Jim rehearsal on Tuesday nights at OLG, anyone's welcome to come spy on us, by the way. It's
good.
Not a secret club or anything. And it's fun to practice with other people around. But every time we're there, it's become a family. It's become almost like a small group Bible study in a way. We start in with prayer, barring any unforeseen circumstances. And we've really bonded as a group. We put our struggles out there on the line. We request prayers from each other. So it's so much more than just practicing to perform. And as much as we don't want to be performers, there is some elements of being able to lead worship that you can't just stand there like a statue. So we're kind of molding and trying to form ourselves that way too, to be able to really draw people in and give them a full experience. Let people experience their faith through their whole body.
Yeah, because let's face it, most Catholics aren't really comfortable with jumping up and putting their hands up.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, when you talked about the body, like, and I was involved with the Charismatic Renewal and was in a praise and worship band and practiced at Our Lady of the Greenwood
Tuesday
back in
nights.
The day.
Man,
it's a rock out place. So I'm familiar with all that. But talk about using your whole body in worship and how you maybe try to facilitate that, or do you facilitate that?
Well, I think that's something we're working on.
Okay.
You know, making people feel comfortable with that. I actually saw John Michael Talbot came to our parish one time.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He was like, get up out of your seats. Now put your hands up, and this is what we're going to do. We don't go quite that far. We just hope people feel comfortable, and, you know, we tell them ahead of time, hey, this isn't Mass. You don't have to sit there quietly. You know, hop up, sing along, you know, whatever the Spirit moves you to do, you know, just feel it. But yeah, that's something, you know, we're all working on, like Marcy said, not just to be singers or whatever, but to be worship leaders. And for me,
and there is a difference. There's definitely a difference.
Yeah, there is. And for me, I was the front man of a fairly popular bar band, rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And so for
what was your band?
Oh, we were called Lame Excuse. We weren't super popular, but it was a while ago. We were doing primetime places on the weekends in Broad Ripple.
Uh-huh. It was fun. I used to do that yeah. jive, that stuff back in the day.
Now, when you're talking praise and worship music, to somebody who's not familiar with that term, or somebody who maybe is, that thinks, oh, that's the young kids' music. How does that relate to the average person in the pew and at Catholic Church?
Well, not everyone in this group is young. And in fact, I think the youngest one of us is late 20s. That's not me.
So what would be the age range of your band, would you say? Young 20s to?
I would say late 20s into the 60s.
But
don't quote me on that, because I don't want any judgment from the other people. Yeah,
you mentioned a retired drummer.
Yeah.
So you've got multi-age people. And they're all bringing together their gifts of music. And again, what is praise and worship music like Jim's saying, you know?
So it's...
And you mentioned some songs, but...
Yeah, it's... We're playing a lot of what's on popular Christian radio.
Okay.
K-Love, Air One,
Shine.fm. And Catholic Radio even in the afternoons has a segment of
that. So we're playing contemporary rock music that you can hear on the radio that is, you know, a Jesus-focused message with electric guitars and drums.
Okay, so tell me some of the songs that you play, like some of the bands that you play, the popular, like...
Well, of course, being Catholic, we have to like Matt Maher,
right? Yeah, I was just going to say, he's like the top one.
We cover a couple of Matt Maher tunes.
Which ones do you do? Do you do Jesus, I Need You? Is that the one? Is that one? I Need You, Jesus? I can't remember how that one goes.
We do a kind of... odd one by him that's not real popular called Overflow, and we do What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Okay.
That's a new one to our set list. It's really peppy. We like that.
I mean, there is some really awesome Christian music out there. I mean, we are so blessed to live in the time that we do, in a sense, because Christian music has come a really long way. You know, from Amy Grant was kind of like, pioneer, if you guys know who she is, you know, to now. I mean, you've got so many. There's a new one, Aaron Cole. Check him out. Toby Max, like almost like my favorite. But
Toby Max, awesome. Well, and the girls, Andrea Flutter is the other female vocalist with myself. And we really like Laura Story. And Lauren Daigle is a huge favorite of ours.
Those are new ones for me, so I'm going to have to check them out.
Well, my husband and I attended a conference, and that's when we first saw Lauren Daigle, and that was when she was just up and coming. And now she's actually gotten a lot of attention in the secular world, so it's pretty fantastic.
We should have had Kent Blanford, our production manager at Catholic Radio, host this program. Kent also plays in a praise and worship band and has a program here on Catholic Radio Saturday and Sunday mornings where he features a lot of the artists that you were just talking about there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So if we can get some of your music, you know, maybe we can get you on that show as well. So go ahead. You were going to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say I had to leave my preconceptions at the door because when I went through my Christ Renews retreat weekend, someone gave out the 30-day challenge. And he said, listen to nothing but Christian radio for 30 days and see if it affects you and transforms you. And I'm like, Christian music? Oh,
yeah.
I was a rocker. I was like, that is the most unlistenable. No way. So I turned it on and never turned it off.
Well, there was a day maybe 20 years ago or so when Christian music, whether it be rock or easier than that or whatever, didn't have the production quality that it is. It always sounded like a garage band recorded in somebody's basement on amateur equipment. And so even though the message was great, you had to really love the message because you couldn't fall in love with the music. But that's changed a bunch.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the different venues that you play at. I know that there is a Celebrate Marriage conference coming up at the end of or at the beginning of August. I know you're going to be playing. You're going to be playing at that, right?
Right. We're going to start it off at 9 a.m. We're going to be leading the married couples in just praise and worship. And we think that would be very instrumental for them and just a fantastic way to start off the conference. And then lead that right into introducing the keynote speaker, who's Archbishop Thompson. So I think that'll be fantastic.
Now, are you for hire as a band, or if parish festivals, or other, wouldn't even have to be a Catholic event necessarily, are looking for a band? Are you available, or do you kind of pretty well booked up?
We are available. We take things as they come, requests as they come. And to date, we probably do 3 or 4 festivals a year. We have room, and everyone's talked as a band. You know, we'd consider any opportunity that was presented.
How do they get in touch with you if they're interested?
Well, we have an email account now. It's the saintjamband@gmail.com. We don't have a website yet. Yeah, but
that's Saint Jam, J-A-M.
Yes.
And we were going to ask you about that early on.
Yeah.
Saint Jam Band. Not like jelly and jam. Where does the name come from?
I know you jokingly said Jesus and Mary, but that it's actually an acronym for the first initial of the band members.
Oh, okay.
So we've got Steve, we had a Tom, and then we have Jason, and then we have Andrea and Marcy. We also have a Michael. We have 2 Michaels, actually, a Mike and Michael, a Mike DuPont, and then a Mike Deere, and then Jeff, yeah.
Yeah, and I actually played with Mike DuPont.
I skipped over the J.
Actually, I was in the band I was in was also with Mike DuPont at Our Lady of Greenwood when we would do the Charismatic Renewal thing. So yeah, he's awesome. We had him in here talking about something else, the art thing that was going on at
Our Lady
of Greenwood.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, and then there's Steve Bard. Can't forget him. And I don't know if we've even said Jeff's last name, but Jeff Henninger is his last name, the drummer.
Yeah.
So you've got
Jeff.
M.
He's
Jeff.
Got 2 of them.
That's
2
true.
Of the initials.
So now, when you play this praise and worship music, is some of it upbeat? Is it more of the John Michael Talbot genre, or would you say, you know, because he's this a little bit more contemplative? You know what I'm saying? Or is it, you know, you mentioned contemporary. So do you have kind of a mix, or in terms of the
energy level.
Yeah, that's yes. what I'm looking for, Jim.
I would say it's a mixture of both. We probably lean. We probably have a little bit more of the more mellow, and every time we're trying to add more of the upbeat. We have plenty of the upbeat too, and we'll put together set lists depending on what we're doing. If we're doing an adoration service, we're going to keep it low key.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the focus isn't on us. It's on the body and blood. It's on Christ, right? And it always is.
Yeah.
But then if we're doing a festival show, we're going to try and ramp it up a bit. Yeah. We're going to see if we can go to 11.
So what's it like for you to be up there? What's it like? I mean, what's it been like for you to be a part of this ministry? I mean, you mentioned you do rehearse, what, once a week, something like that?
Once a week on Tuesday nights. And I know that for myself, I really try to be present in each moment. And whenever I prepare sort of a script or something to say leading into it, I challenge everyone else to be present in the moment. That's a challenge because you're like, oh, look, I'm on stage. I'm performing. No, I'm not. I'm here for Jesus and I'm here to lead people in worship. And that's been the primary thought in my mind. But sometimes that takes you to a more emotional place. And then being able to channel that energy into the music, it's really a beautiful thing. And I know recently when we had the praise and worship, we did Holy Spirit, we did Thy Will, and Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Send your glory down is another song we do, but singing these songs and just being in the song and in the words. And I do that at Mass, but it, even more so when I am, know I'm up front, not as a cantor, but as a worship leader to try to help and guide people for that experience.
What's it like for you, Jason? We got 2 minutes left and we want to get your webpage in, so, or your email.
For me, it's kind of the ultimate prayer. You know, these songs, they speak to the Lord, and I sing them from my heart, and you know, it's different than bowing your head. You know, you sing to the top of your lungs to God. It's very powerful for me. Even a rehearsal just lifts my spirits. It's the highlight of my week.
When you sing, you're praying twice, right?
Right.
That's right.
So how to get in touch with you if they want to have you come sing at their festival or event?
You can shoot us an email at saintjamband@gmail.com, and that's saint abbreviated. So it's stjamband@gmail.com.
All right. Our guests have been Marcy Rankin and Jason Wright of the Saint Jam Band. Thanks so much for being our guest today. God bless you.
Thanks for having us.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email jim@CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.